sale at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Give us the date and time, Stott.
April 27th, 6 until 2. It rain or shine. It's rained the last two times, so think some good thoughts. Oh, it doesn't rain.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. We also stock the quantities of the supplies you use most. Buy in bulk and get additional savings on fence pickets, posts, and concrete every day. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See ProDesk for details.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm just your average, everyday, hardworking plumber. But when it comes to my business, only the best. Like commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They help design a customized insurance solution that gets the job done right. Just like me.
An actor trying to sound like a plumber. Excruciating. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. We also stock the quantities of the supplies you use most. Buy in bulk and get additional savings on fence pickets, posts, and concrete every day. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See ProDesk for details.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm just your average, everyday, hardworking plumber. But when it comes to my business, only the best. Like commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They help design a customized insurance solution that gets the job done right. Just like me.
An actor trying to sound like a plumber. Excruciating. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Acceptance Insurance on South Memorial Drive for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
The global undiscovered Easter egg crisis is the greatest problem facing our world today. There are between 60 and 70 million undiscovered Easter eggs in at least 70 countries around the world. If stepped on and activated by a child, these eggs can give off a foul odor, leaving its victim with a lifetime of physical, psychological, and economic hardship. By donating to organizations such as Clear an Egg Field, many villagers can be taught how to spot and properly diffuse undiscovered eggs so that the land can be returned to productive use. Please join in the effort to end the terror of undiscovered Easter eggs and help make the earth a safer place. With your help, we can clear a path to a better world.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's around 4.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. We're just getting word that an earthquake has caused tall buildings to sway in Mexico City. office workers there evacuated. No word yet on any casualties or damage or just how strong that earthquake was. Two dozen arrested so far in yesterday's Sri Lanka bombings that claimed nearly 300 lives.
The 9 coordinated bombings that ripped through churches and luxury hotels were carried out by 7 suicide bombers from a little-known Islamic militant group named National Tawhik Jamaat. The intelligence services are now admitting they received a tip-off about the attacks 10 days ago, but it was not passed on.
Fox's Benjamin Hall, at least 4 Americans among the dead, including a 5th grader from the D.C. area. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow down 48, the Nasdaq up 17, the S&P gaining nearly 3 points. This is Fox News.
And nobody said those were Christians who built that attack. What is wrong with these people, man? News people.
Break your butt up!
Got the fill of chocolate bunnies. Now my stomach's feeling funny. Jelly beans, they taste so good. I threw up like I knew I would. Easter candy. Easter candy.
Watch me do a segue here. Wasn't exactly a disco mix. I just thought there might be a similarity between them, since we still had it there. Okay, that's enough fun for now. I need the Baumhauer's winning word.
Right now?
Right now.
Oh, wow.
272-9228. While you're rushing to your phones or trying to remember what the word was from this morning's show, you should always jot it down. Let me ask this. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. With 500 top-notch service professionals, 8,700 miles of fiber, and the 9th-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result? A faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technology. You can learn more at cspire.com. That's cspire.com/business. CSpire is customer inspired. Okay, there's the happy music we need as we run down the lines looking for a winner. You are caller 1. Try again quickly, please. You're caller 2. Try again. Thank you. Caller 3, we appreciate the effort. Try back right away. You're caller 4, and you are caller 5 on the first round. And now it gets serious. Caller 6, caller 7. This is the one we hate to take. Let's cue the sad trombone music. You're caller 8. I am so sorry. Hi, who's this?
Mike.
Mike. Mike, you sound all business today. Mike, what is the winning word?
Roasted.
Yeah!
That's right. Roasted is...
All right.
Hmm?
Yes.
Mike, hang on a second, okay? Talk to Mike. I gotta tell you about these roasted wings.
Go for it.
I gotta find the copy first. That's how I do it around here. That's how we roll, man. Okay, let's redeem the winning word, and let's lose the copy for the reason we used roasted as the word today. I'm amazed at how they keep taking a great thing. I mean, Baumhauer's was founded on awesome wings and a few different styles, and they just keep finding new ways to reinvent and improve and add to the wing options on their menu. These are traditional buffalo-style wings. The difference being that they are fire roasted with garlic parmesan sauce, fresh grated parmesan, and caramelized onions, and it gives it a crispy, flavorful bite that you have to try and believe. The all-new fire roasted wings at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, and I believe our winner here can try those tomorrow at the location downtown at 201 Union in the RSA building, or on the boulevard, just north of Vaughan Road. Fire roasted wings. There's always something new happening at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. We've had a couple of situations on the roads today that have been big troublemakers. Let's head down and check back with Biloxi. 411.
As we cruise into the 4 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch sees a busy boulevard, and there are some slowdowns for you. We have one at the Troy Highway and the boulevard. Also, police still working an accident at Buckboard Road between Vaughn Road and the Troy Highway. And we have another accident in the city of Montgomery. It is on Narrow Lane Road at Crenshaw Place. It's right next to the Country Club near the Mulberry District, so watch out there. We don't see any trouble on the interstates this afternoon. Everything is rolling smooth on I-65 and I-85. If you need to go north of Montgomery, up around Wire Road, there's an overturned truck that's causing some problems on I-85 northbound. Police are routing traffic around that using Wire Road. The all-new 2019 Lexus RX 350 will be on display this Saturday at Reinhardt Lexus. No salesman, no pressure. They won't even ask your name. A technologist will be there to answer any questions you may have. Reinhardt Lexus. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I had mentioned it a couple of minutes ago. I'm still... Why does everything have to be ruined? Why? Who are these busybodies? You know, God Bless America, the Kate Smith version, has been played in the seventh inning stretch at Yankee Stadium since 9/11. Remember when we used to really love our country and we hated what happened? Remember that?
No.
I think a lot of people have forgotten, actually. And nobody, everybody embraced it. God Bless America. And Kate Smith's version had been made popular in Philadelphia. I think she was from there because the Flyers, the hockey team, used it for years. And then all of a sudden, somebody goes back and looks at her filmography or something, or discography, and they find that she had done 70 years ago something that today I doubt Kate Smith or any other singer would do, but did then. And it was, I don't want to say... It would never fly today. We've advanced since then. Back then, I doubt there were any protests. There was no social media to call her out. It wasn't like she was running around and singing the N-word. It's just, it was 1938. And it's really getting frightening. Because you know what? 70 years from now, in 2089... I would hate to have them looking back at us with this microscopic, Kate Smith's been dead since 1986. And she was revered by the talk show hosts at night. I don't know of anything that woman ever did to be deliberately mean or spiteful to anybody. And yet here it is. 33 years after her death, and she is being hung for something she did all those years ago, not really knowing that 70 years from now, boy, they're going to hate this. Political correctness did not start yesterday. In fact, political correctness started in the 80s, or even the 70s, you could say. It would be great to write a piece about where it started and what it involved originally and where it's going now. But to go back, how do you do that to a woman who's dead 33 years, has no way of defending herself? Or not that she should, because what was, you see this and Turner Classic Movies has now in the showing of some films, and eventually they won't show them at all, but in the showing of some films, well, keep in mind this was made in, you know, at a time when African Americans didn't have full opportunities, were basically limited to certain types of roles, which was, I mean, that's Hollywood. It's the way it was then too. When does this end? You know what? I saw a thing today that kind of gave me the answer to that question. It's going to end when they rename Washington, D.C. and Washington State and take his picture off the dollar bill because he was a slave owner. Although the Mount Vernon's Lady Society will tell you, they take you through the slave quarters, and they lived better than most Americans did at that time. It was a harsh time. Life was rough, but they had food, shelter. He did not beat them. They just, and that's not to diminish indentured servitude, but that was, we're talking about, you know, the 18th century. And how can they not do that at some point if it keeps going the way it is? But I've never seen anything about Kate Smith that indicated that she was a hateful, mean racist. I remember her being called the grand dame of singers or something like that. And her version of God Bless America was something that roused crowds at sporting events. But now, your current resume, your resume is of little use, whether you're dead or alive. They're going to go back and they're going to find what they can. So when the boxcars come, they can tell you which one you need to get into. Because that's where socialism eventually goes. Just ask Germany. They seem to have forgotten that too over there. The ironic thing is that Germany is suffering at the hands of their own stupidity now. But you never hear about it. You gotta do a little research to find out what's happening in certain parts of Germany and France. And in the news coverage yesterday, did you see Patricia Heaton just blasted MSNBC because they made no reference. They were just caught, the people that were massacred by Muslim terrorists were worshipers. They weren't Christians. There is a thing going on to eliminate the word Christian from news coverage or anywhere the left has control because they have no God. They don't care. Their God is their ideology or climate change or whatever. They got to believe. Everybody's got to believe in something. And so they believe that that's their religion. They approach their ideology with the zeal of a zealot. It sounds like redundant, but you know what I'm talking about. And they're so intolerant because if you disagree or question, there's the boxcar for you. And right now it's a metaphorical boxcar because they'll make you irrelevant through the rage, the collective rage. It's so frightening. One misstep. I'm talking about, this is why Trump is going to prevail, because he's got a thick skin. You got to have one to live the kind of life he's led. But it's this quest to, as George Orwell quote that we read last week, you know, rewriting history, statues being taken down, pretending none of this ever happened. And the next thing they're going to want to erase is you. Because if you don't agree with them, then they can't win an argument. They can't win an argument on merit or logic or information or facts. But when that rage, we've seen, how many times have we seen it happen? Somebody says something, whether it was a mistake or ignorant or whatever it is, and when they oftentimes they leap before they look, like the Duke Lacrosse story, or that those kids at the Lincoln Memorial earlier this year, was that? Hopefully they'll pay for it. But they made all these assumptions. Of course, they're Christians, so they're bad kids. And even their own school disowned them before the facts were all out. Because once they flip that rage switch, it's just unbelievable how many different corners they can attack from. It's ugly. It's really, really ugly. It's scary as hell. And there's a few, James Woods, Patricia Heaton, a few people from the Hollywood community that have the courage to call it out, but most are trembling in fear. And that's didn't that work well for the Nazis, mm-hmm. the big socialist party of the 30s? You know, you didn't want to be found out. People were driven into what's this? Mark Levin unleashes wild rant on smear job of Trump. Oh, we got to listen to this. This is from his Life, Liberty, and Levin show on Fox. We'll give that a listen. Well, we could waste our time on many things, but we're not going to do it on that. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is a phenomenal company that re-empowers people who have gotten a very, very tough break by loss of mobility. Many of their clients are heroes that have come home from serving, sustained a wound that requires a long-term recovery or just a tremendous amount of adjustment, and begins the process of restoring choices to those lives. They do customized motorized equipment. They go to the home of the individual to see what can be done to make the house safe and accessible, to restore as many choices as possible to the life that's affected. They do amazing things, and we hope you never have to call them, because it means something bad has happened to you or somebody that you love. But if you need them, you'll be glad they're there. And they have been for decades. And they not only serve all of the river region, but they work with people all over the southeastern United States, because what they do is that unique and that special. 514-6590 is their number. We always ask, when you have a moment, to look Gulf States Mobility up on Facebook and like them, so that at least they know you appreciate the services they provide to folks here in the river region. By the way, their address, 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka, 423.
LSSQ with CBS 8 and ABC 32. The city of Montgomery is one of five Smart Cities Readiness Challenge winners. By winning the Smart Cities Readiness Challenge, Montgomery will receive global recognition, new development opportunities, and access to a year-long technology program. Montgomery Fire and Rescue responded to several fires overnight. One of them was the youth facility on Industrial School Road. Upon arrival, units found a large metal building with heavy smoke. No injuries were reported. Investigators are looking into the cause of the fire. They also responded to a structure fire on Delano Avenue. Authorities say a large metal storage building was well involved. No injuries were reported. And today is Earth Day, and the Montgomery Zoo celebrated with an Earth Day safari. Students participated in an endangered species scavenger hunt, trivia games, and live animal presentations. And today is also Confederate Memorial Day. All state offices will be closed today for the holiday. I'm LSSQ for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are enjoying a nice string of days that will continue probably till late week. Our forecast calling for mostly clear tonight, but not quite as cool. The overnight low temperature drops to about 54. That's actually near normal for this time of the year. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny day. The warming trend continues. I think we're in the mid-80s for a high tomorrow, near 60 tomorrow night. Wednesday's high up to about 84. Still dry, partly cloudy. And then some widely scattered showers start popping up by Thursday afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms become likely Thursday night into Friday. The pollen count in the medium to high range now and in the medium range tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With 3 offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at OnlineMEP.com. In order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up, a teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses start at only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar on that beautiful Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let me tell you, I want to jump back to the big news down on the river this week. Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, you know we bring you incredibly talented musicians passing through, award-winning musicians. And this Sunday, we got you two shows. That's right. Tell your friends, the show starts at 4 o'clock this week because we got two shows for the price of one. That's right. Admission won't go up, but the fun times will be double. Because this week, we got from California, the Lucky Losers with Kathy Lemons, Phil Berkowitz, and this all-star band, the Lucky Losers, backing them up, man. That's a big-time lot of fun, but also Bob Margolin's passing through town. We're not going to let him pass through without bringing him in the Oyster Bar. You know, we love the blues, and Bob is an ambassador of the blues. Played for 7 years in Muddy Waters' band. Knows all the old blues guys. Has got many stories to tell, some great music to mix in with it. So just a lot of fun on River. Check it out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We'll be looking for you. Come soon and come hungry.
The Marshall Tucker Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Gonna check a freight train down at the station line. I don't care where it goes.
Tune into the 3 Minute and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Marshall Tucker Band at the Impact on April 25th. Tickets to the Marshall Tucker Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center April 25th from News Talk 93.1. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On April 22nd, 1937, the world welcomed little baby Jack Nicholson. Is it a boy or a girl?
You can't handle the truth. It's a boy. Here's Johnny.
Jack Nicholson, a star is born.
It's 4:30. We're halfway to the Joey Clark Radio Hour at 6, which features...
Troy, yeah.
Any particular topic?
No.
Don't say that with such annoyance, such flippance.
Any particular topic on this show today?
No. No!
There you go.
Yeah, actually, there is a topic today. It's this crappy equipment. And can we get something to play through Mozilla? Let's try.
Learn.
Nope. But, you know, it worked.
Wow.
It worked. And it's not on Chrome. I gotta tell you here. This is like, you know, big breaking news.
I'm shocked.
No more than I am. Something, though, I found today. The 10 best cities for millennials.
Mm-hmm.
They've got them for Generation X and boomers, too. Why don't we go down the top five for all three?
Sounds great.
Yeah. It'll kill some time, too.
Number five.
For millennials, it's Atlanta. For Generation X, it's Louisville, Kentucky. And for boomers, it's New Orleans. I don't know why, but that's what it says.
Number four.
For millennials, it's Pittsburgh. That is kind of a cool city. It's had a tremendous revival. It used to be mostly based on steel and iron and all that kind of stuff, but it's become more of a banking, commerce kind of place.
Never been.
I've landed there a couple of times. In fact, if I had, you know how Dealey Plaza is on my bucket list?
Mm-hmm.
My baseball bucket list? I'd like to see a game at that park they have there because it's really beautiful. They have an incredible view. And all the bridges there are gold. It's magical. For Generation X, number four is San Jose, California. And for boomers, it's Cleveland. Cleveland's actually a nice town, most of it. I've been there a few times. What I really remember about Cleveland is that when you went to a store or a restaurant, the people were just so nice. That's what really impressed me.
Number three.
For millennials, Salt Lake City. For Generation X, San Francisco, California. For boomers, it's Miami. Why would anybody who's had a, you know, why would anybody want to plunge into a place that lives on congestion? And it's, look, I was lucky I was able to live there and there was actually separation between Fort Lauderdale and Miami and, you know, most of the land near the Everglades was long from being developed. Now it's all filled in. So it still had that, still had that some of that tropical charm. The, you know, I remember there was a, when we went down there in 69 as a family, we stayed at a place called the Sea Castle in Pompano Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it a point to go back to the Sea Castle after I moved there and spend a weekend there. And it was just like it was. And it was around, I was going to take Mrs. Ritterbuttler there 5 years ago. So it was no longer in the phone book or available online. So I drove by there. And it's a giant freaking thing. Everything along the beach is 25 or 30 stories tall. There's very little separation between the buildings. And A1A, the street that separates the beach from everything west, is a two-lane road. So you've got all these towers packed to the top with people. I don't know how you deal with that. On a two-lane, with one two-lane road connecting the main east and west thoroughfares. It's nuts.
It's like you need different shifts.
There's no, yeah. This happened to me once. I lived in Pompano on the beach in a tower. It was 84. It was before, you know, the rehab period. And I was supposed to go on a Saturday afternoon remote, and the bridge on Atlantic Avenue got stuck. So traffic gridlocked all the way north, south there. I couldn't get out of the building, basically. So I had to phone in the remote from home. They weren't too happy with that, but what could I do?
Great.
I was getting ready to leave on time. What am I supposed to do when the bridge is stuck? But that was when most of the stuff wasn't there. Now they've turned all that old beachside charm into just, it's like Manhattan with a palm tree. It really sucks. Okay, we're at two now, I think.
Yes.
Number two.
For millennials, Minneapolis. They got a great congresswoman there looking out for them.
Yeah.
Ilhan Omar, I think her name is.
Mm-hmm. May Prince rest in peace.
Yeah.
Third year anniversary of his death yesterday.
Really?
21st, yeah.
Third year? Wow. Time goes by. Mm-hmm. For Generation X, Atlanta. And for Boomers, Birmingham, Alabama.
Nice.
How about that? And
number one.
Orlando for millennials. Miami for Generation X. That kind of makes sense because they would have the energy to put up with. That's what it is. It's an age thing because when you have all that natural energy, you deal with it. I grew through that congestion. So you base your expectation. But when you come here where everything is so convenient, the one thing you need, the furthest it's going to be away, I'm talking about on a daily basis, might be a half hour away. Unless it's this morning, like when they closed the bridge.
Right.
And everybody went to use the bridge, found it was closed, and there was a big mess there, even on a state holiday. So what you find is that when you do drive back to where you used to be, you start getting a knot in your stomach around West Palm Beach because that's when the crazies start coming out. That's when the aggressive driving begins. And all you're trying to do is get back there alive. And people are zooming in and out. Crotch rockets go sailing by. People who paint their car windows black that are, you know, they're so tinted you couldn't see it, weaving in and out. Going. And when is FHP around, Florida Highway Patrol? When you're going 77 in a 65 or a 70. That's when FHP comes around. They never seem to be able to catch.
This list is interesting, though, because I have thought about if I was to relocate Orlando and Atlanta. Orlando more than Atlanta, because Atlanta is such a...
If radio,
monstrosity traffic-wise.
If radio was the way it used to be before the Clintons ruined it, or at least began that process, you'd probably be there because everything was local.
Right.
So Montgomery, like some of the names that came through here, that Larry Stevens found, helped develop or cultivate, and then they moved on to the next market up the road, whether it was Birmingham. That one got Mark Thompson, went to L.A., that's the way it was. Towns like this were part of the farm system for the major markets. Now, the major markets are... In fact, the job list came out today as well. And for the worst jobs, number 8 is DJ and number 9 is broadcaster. Or 7 is DJ and 8 is broadcaster.
Well, my future looks bright then.
Yeah. And they roll into that equation things like... job security and all that kind of stuff. Because the options have closed. On the other hand, I come into the lobby and I don't see utes hanging around down there, banging on the door, trying to say, how do I get in? I want to be a broadcaster. How do I make this happen? You don't see that.
No, the action's on YouTube and other places. Seriously.
Make a living?
Not for most people, but people start doing stuff for fun.
Because everybody can be a cutie pie.
There are definitely people on YouTube making a living, though. Absolutely.
Well, sure.
And they're not PewDiePie either.
And you know what? But it's like it was in radio. Getting in doesn't mean it's going to explode to the top. For every PewDiePie, there's 30,000 others that are trying something that just hasn't caught on. And maybe.
Well, the way I view the talk show, especially political talk, is, I mean, you don't have to be Howard Stern, but you can have 90,000 listeners online or subscribers, and you make a good living that way.
YouTube pays for that?
Yeah, well, YouTube, you also do in-content ads like what we do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can get sponsors. I mean, for instance, I'll give you an exact name, Ben Shapiro. He has I looked one of his videos, he had about 100,000 subscribers or views, and he has in-content, like in-show content ads.
He's really worked social media well, but he's also delisted. It's like Mark Dice, we play his stuff a lot.
Right.
And YouTube doesn't give him a penny because he's conservative. But nothing to worry about. There's no fascism in any of that. And never mind that all the advocacy for socialism has nothing to do with the Nazi Party, which was the Socialist Party of Germany in the 30s. Everybody just, as Fire Marshal Bill says,
everybody remain calm!
There's nothing to see here. Nothing at all. It was nice to have Charles Bubba Turner stop by last week.
Oh, absolutely.
Great guy, great business. John Lee Paints at 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Oh, and I read the sign, but I had to go grocery shopping Saturday because Food Out was closed on Easter. And I love what it said. And I can't remember it. But the signs are there for inspiration. What's inside is there for a great result. John Lee Paints, now with their own outdoor brand of paint that resists mildew, is self-priming, and lasts. Gives you an incredible finish, an incredible result. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're hiring a professional, look for Solar Proof. That is the John Lee Paint brand, and it's the best out there for exterior painting. By the way, as Mr. Turner reminded us, this is a place that has codes regarding certain colors you can use outdoors, and they have all of them inside the building there at 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Also for interior painting, Richard's Paint, which leaves a flawless finish and is available at John Lee Paints. When you want the same kind of result a professional will do, you got to know what they know. And they know that a quality paint makes all the difference. When they quote a job, they're not basing it because they're buying discount paint. They're doing it because they know the customer will approve the result they'll get from a brand like Richards. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. We'd appreciate it. 442.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Montgomery Skywatch moving through the 4 o'clock hour, and things look pretty good out on the roadways this afternoon. We see a lot of traffic on the south side of the boulevard, especially between Court Street and the Troy Highway. Other than that, everything's rolling along pretty well this afternoon. We don't see any trouble on the interstate. 65 and 85 are moving along great. There is a big crowd of cars leaving the downtown area, which is kind of surprising since today's a state holiday, but watch out on Madison Avenue as you head out towards the Atlanta Highway. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Nail Studio, World Finance, ABC Store and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm Ellis Eskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32. Montgomery Fire and Rescue responded to several fires overnight. One of them was the youth facility on Industrial School Road. Upon arrival, units found a large metal building with heavy smoke. No injuries were reported. Investigators are looking into the cause of the fire. They also responded to a structure fire on Delano Avenue. Authorities say a large metal storage building was well involved. No injuries were reported. The city of Montgomery is one of five Smart Cities Readiness Challenge winners. By winning the Smart Cities Readiness Challenge, Montgomery will receive global recognition, new development opportunities, and access to a year-long technology program. And today is Earth Day, and the Montgomery Zoo celebrated with an Earth Day safari. Students participated in an endangered species scavenger hunt, trivia games, and live animal presentations. And today is also Confederate Memorial Day. All state offices will be closed today for the holiday. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are enjoying a nice string of days that will continue probably till late week. Our forecast calling for mostly clear tonight, but not quite as cool. The overnight low temperature drops to about 54. That's actually near normal for this time of the year. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny day. The warming trend continues. I think we're in the mid-80s for a high tomorrow, near 60 tomorrow night. Wednesday's high up to about 84. Still dry, partly cloudy. And then some widely scattered showers start popping up by Thursday afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms become likely Thursday night into Friday. The pollen count in the medium to high range now and in the medium range tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey,
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepperidge Shops on Vaughan Road. Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Anything you can dream of, we really can make it for you. We can make it for you. It'll be top quality, and it'll be less money than anyone else can possibly do it in town, out of town, I don't care, out of the country, out of the world. We are pretty darn good at making things at Marguerite's. Come by and see us. Let us make something special for you that you'll have and treasure for a lifetime. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Thank you.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I don't know how y'all are feeling this morning, but I'm feeling about as fresh as a roadkill raccoon. You see, I was making my grandbabies some Easter biscuits, and all the peeps I bought for them at the Walmart just kept ending up in my mouth. Then the next thing I know, I had swallowed 7 sleeves of peeps and had a sugar rush like I ain't felt since I won that Slurpee drinking contest on the night of my wedding. After I ate them all, I didn't have nothing to fill the Easter baskets with, so I had to get real creative, and so I just filled their baskets with some empty packs of cigarettes filled with Easter grass and Junior Mints. It was actually real, real cute. I'd like to say I learned my lesson about swallowing all those peeps, but I guess I didn't, because after I get done talking to y'all, I'm headed on down to the Walmart, because today is that sweet, sweet day that comes only once a year when peeps are half off. So gird your loins, Walmart, because all four here I come.
All right, I think we're going to make some history here on Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM at 4:49. We're going to play something from through the Mozilla browser with audio, and it's going to work, I think.
I believe
so. Working
Q. Yeah, the tests seem to have worked.
It's just a little rant from Mark Levin on Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox. And, of course, Mediaite, which is, like, funded by George Soros. What left-wing group doesn't have a connection to him? I would... This is one person I wouldn't debate, no matter what his viewpoint was, because he's just unbelievably smart. I almost feel like you got to get additional education to enjoy a show, but he doesn't take crap from anybody.
Collusion. That's the beginning and the end of it. No collusion. But apparently not. And there's a paragraph they keep citing in this report barely literate, but here it is. We also sought a voluntary interview with the president. After more than a year of discussion, the president declined to be interviewed, redacted grand jury. Ultimately, while we believe that we had the authority and legal justification to issue a grand jury subpoena to obtain the president's testimony, we chose not to do so. We made the decision, in view of the substantial delay that such an investigative step would likely produce at a late stage in our investigation. We also assessed that based on the significant body of evidence we had already obtained of the president's actions and his public and private statements describing or explaining those actions, we had sufficient evidence to understand relevant events and to make certain assessments without the president's testimony. You're a liar, Mr. Mueller. I'll tell you why you didn't subpoena him. Because you were lost. Because you had no predicate whatsoever. You had concluded months before the closing of your investigation that there was no collusion. You don't get to just subpoena a president who appeared before a grand jury. And you know that any court, but especially the Supreme Court, would put you to the test. What exactly is it that you're looking for, Mr. Mueller? What exactly is it that you're doing? And just to show how deceitful and dishonest you are, you even say in your own words, hey, look, we had pretty much the information that we needed. We didn't really need to go through this long process and all the rest. We could get the information elsewhere. Then why did you make a big deal of trying to interview the President of the United States? It is a big deal. Why did you try to do that? And why did you insist on it? So he would have lost his subpoena battle, ladies and gentlemen. So he's not telling the truth. And he would have lost it, and that would have been that. But that's not why he backed off. You know why he backed off? Because he and his little cabal over there in the special counsel's office, in their little cloistered conference room, they no doubt got together and said, we don't need the president's testimony. We can smear him without it. We can smear him without it. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? That's what this is. This is The Smear Job, Volume 2 of The President of the United States. Oh, and there was The Washington Post. You know, I have their app. I can't figure out how to get it off my iPhone. I'm not very good at that stuff. Mueller, 10 cases of where the president may have obstructed justice. Well, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. You know, one of those deals. We know every one of those 10 matters. Every one of them. They're not a surprise. And they're all BS. You know how I know they're all BS? Because he didn't try to charge the President of the United States. No secret sealed indictments. I remember some legal analyst saying that they could do that and pull the statute of limitations. Didn't do that. No subpoena. Didn't do that. Just easier to make allegations and smears. There's not another prosecutor in this country who can get away with this. And if Mr. Mueller wasn't hiding behind this pathetic Department of Justice regulation, he would be disbarred.
We'll pause it there and we'll finish it next hour. But have you seen, did you see the MSNBC? Now, of course, Mueller didn't put out a report that says impeach the SOB.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one page, three words, impeach the SOB. MSLSD follows him to church yesterday, harassing
him. I did see that video. I think even Mueller was shocked. Like, did you see the look on his face after he said no comment? The guy's still going for a comment. Like, he looked up at him like he was about to hit the dude.
I'll tell you, reporter. I would have applauded.
Yeah.
The fact is, at some level, he deserves applause because he didn't do the bidding of the media and the crazy-ass leftists who, I'm sure, are making his life miserable. So at some point, he walks this fine line. Yeah, this is all garbage. And after waiting 2 years and $35 million to put this thing together, we got Nancy Pelosi on TV saying, in the search for the truth. What was that? What was the Mueller report? That was supposed to be the search for the truth about something that never happened, that was based on a fairy tale that was bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, and abused all the way up to Barack Hussein Obama, who weaponized the Department of Justice to undermine this guy's presidency, and they are determined to do it. Truth be damned, why don't you let the American people people impeach him in 2020 if they so choose. Can you imagine this for another 5.5 years? They're just nuts. But I digress. 4:55. Georgia Floors Direct. A great idea. Still a great idea. 50 years after it was launched. 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home. Pretty much a simple concept at that time. Eastern Bypass was exactly that. It was around town and not through it. But as Montgomery has grown, it's kind of grown around this incredible place where they bring in all types of high fashion and popular flooring styles at a wholesale price, pass them along to you at that wholesale price, and then put together a team of installers to guarantee that the results you get from the flooring you choose to buy is going to be excellent. It's pretty simple. And you know what? They've chosen not to complicate that wonderful recipe that's worked so well. They hired Jeff Mallinson halfway through these 50 years, and he is Georgia Floors Direct. He's the guy that builds the team that can help you navigate all of those choices you have. It's a little overwhelming the first time you go there, but it doesn't take long before you're looking at what you want to look at and getting a price on what you're interested in doing. By the way, 12 months good as cash for qualified customers. Great ideas work forever if you just let them, and that's the way they do it at Georgia Floors Direct. Again, 1965 Eastern Boulevard. Great Facebook page, by the way. They're right next to Ashley Home.
Montgomery Skywatch, moving a little bit closer to the 5 o'clock hour, and we see an accident on the boulevard. It's on the southern part of the boulevard, right in front of the Greyhound station. It's a minor crash, but there is lane blockage, and so you need to be careful there. We also have an accident with injuries at Ryan Street and Palmetto Street over near the Ann Street area, so be careful there. If you're on the interstate system, we don't see any problems for you on I-65 or on I-85. Let's just be careful this afternoon and look out for the traffic around you. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're